This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Demonstrators have become violent in Zimbabwe with accusations about the fairness of the election as governmental candidates are winning the first contest since the fall of Robert Mugabe. Wells Fargo agreed to pay $2 billion to settle with the Justice Department over the sale of toxic mortgage-backed securities in the lead-up to the financial crisis. Senator Marco Rubio's paid family leave bill would allow parents to borrow from Social Security when they have a child. They then would defer retirement benefits for 3 to 6 months, roughly equal to the time they take off. Democrats claim it's inadequate, and Republicans are worrying about burdening Social Security funds. Federal appeals court declared unconstitutional the Trump administration's executive order cutting off funds to sanctuary cities. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said federal funds could be withheld only with congressional approval. Congressional auditors say about 30 million people, 21% of U.S. taxpayers, will have to come up with more money to pay taxes next year because their employers withheld too little from their paychecks under government tables keyed to the new tax law. Renting a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco now costs, on average, $3,258 a month. Kroger is the largest supermarket chain in the U.S. with more than $105 billion in sales in 2017. Second largest tally of voters, more than 600,000, in a protest voted for no one above, as many Cambodians protested their sham election. Unbelievably, the Trump administration has proposed rolling back mileage standards for auto emissions and blocking the ability of California and the states that follow their emission standards to continue to do so. Tokyo Medical University is investigating an allegation that the school automatically lowered the entrance exam scores of female applicants to ensure that most of the entrants would be men. Google Maps has now become the primary arbiter of place names, with decisions made by a few Google cartographers. The identity of a city, town, or neighborhood can be reshaped, illustrating the outsized influence that Silicon Valley increasingly has in the real world. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.